So I was thinking, if teachers are so smart, why are they still in school?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I can't tell you much of what I learned in school. I can name teachers and tell you that without exception, they were long-suffering people. But I can't tell you what a Pythagorean theorem is or a differential equation. Don't ask me about the value of pie, unless you're talking about raspberry or chocolate. I can't remember most important dates from history class, nor the atomic symbol for oxygen or potassium. A friend said, "That's okay, Phil." Then he laughed, "Okay, I still don't get the joke." But there are a few things I learned that are still with me today. In chemistry class, I learned never to lick the spoon. I learned to cram things into my brain the night before so I could forget them just in time for the exam. I learned teamwork on tests. I'm kidding. I only cheated once on a test, and I was forgiven, thanks to Miss Ida Weissmuller. Well, you kids listening, you pay attention, okay? Your brains are sponges. Put good stuff in them. Here are things kids say they're learning in school. Blood flows down one leg and up the other. Dew is formed on leaves when the sun shines down on them and makes them perspire. Mushrooms always grow in damp places, and so they look like umbrellas. To remove dust from the eye, pull the eye down over the nose. Ouch! Before giving a blood transfusion, find out if the blood is affirmative or negative. The body consists of three parts, the little guy said. The brainium, borax, and abominable cavity, which contains the bowels, of which there are five, A, E, I, O, and U. Well, here are some words defined by kids. Germinate, to become a naturalized German. Litter, a nest of young puppies. I think that's litter. Magnet, something you find crawling all over a dead cat. That's maggots. Momentum, what you give a person when they are going away. That's memento, right? Rhubarb, a kind of celery gone bloodshot. On a science test, a teacher asked, "What is the strongest force on Earth?" The correct answer is the strong nuclear force. One boy wrote, "Love." Well, that little guy was right. Love is the strongest force in the world. Stronger than celery, gravity, or strong nuclear force. How do we know? The Apostle John was called the Apostle of Love. The early Christian theologian Jerome wrote of a time when John was old and frail. Each week, his disciples would carry him into a meeting where believers gathered, and John would address the people with these simple words, "Little children, love one another." After weeks of this, one disciple asked, "Master, why do you always say this?" "Because," John replied, "it is the Lord's command, and if this only is done, it is enough." Now, we can't verify this as a true story, but it sounds like John. His writings in the Bible are filled with exhortations to love, to turn our back on sin, to love one another, and in so doing, celebrate the greatest love of all. In 1 John 4, John wrote, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love is enough to soften the hardest heart. Love never fails," wrote the Apostle Paul. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. My old science teacher might disagree, but love is the strongest force on earth. And speaking of science, one little guy wrote on a science test, "The three kinds of blood vessels are arteries, veins, and caterpillars."
Phil Calloway just got animated, literally. Check out Laugh Again's new animated Laugh-A-Minute episodes on YouTube. Laugh Again is bringing your favorite hope-filled messages to life in a whole new way. Search Laugh Again TV on YouTube or visit laughagain.org to watch Phil in a whole new dimension. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.